Well, Arjunan, talking about the world of business and the world of business this week involves NMSU.
That's right. So last week, NMSU hosted Verizon's Innovative Learning Camp, and this is a program they've been doing for 3 years now. What they do is they target males, people of color, when they're in the middle school years.
Oh, so they go all the way to middle school.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Grades 6 through 8. They also have a program called Rural Girls because women are also underrepresented in the technology fields. But here at NMSU, they hosted non-white males, grades 6 through 8. 24 schools in the county in El Paso participated, about 100, little under 100 students participated in a three-week camp with curriculum and technology provided by Verizon. It was tuition-free to encourage them and provide them some mentorship towards thinking in the future about entering technology fields.
Interesting. So they had good attendance. And this is what year? Is this the first year they've done this?
This is not the first year. Verizon's been doing these camps since 2015, and they partner with 24 of what are called the historically black colleges and universities and also Hispanic-serving institutions.
Which NMSU is one?
Of which NMSU is one. This is part of the new chancellor Dan Arvizu's vision of moving NMSU towards a more focus on STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and math, building that up through the K through 12 years, both as a new direction for the university to lead and also as an economic development model.
Interesting. Let's talk about other news in the business world, and that's the news of dispensaries.
Correct. So New Mexico has authorized medical use of cannabis since 2007. There are a number of dispensaries in the state. It's a growing industry statewide. There's a projection now that by the end of 2018, this year's sales will exceed $100
million. $100 million.
Yeah. So far in the first 6 months of this year alone, we've surpassed $51 million. Statewide.
Interesting. Statewide, okay.
Participation in Doña Ana County is growing. We now have over 4,400 cardholders in Doña Ana County alone. And this is part of the dispensaries, about 40 dispensaries statewide, maybe more than that or maybe a few less, that are challenging some of the regulations because they feel that under the current regulations, they can't meet product demand for all the patients who are authorized to use it, and that means patients might be going out onto the street to buy street product instead.
That's interesting. So how are communities embracing these businesses?
Well, it's a funny thing because it's this weird legal gray zone, right? Marijuana is still illegal under federal law, and New Mexico has not authorized recreational use either. They just have a special permit for people who can get a prescription to use it through the Department of Health's medical cannabis program.
Tax base. What does this mean for our tax base? You know, how much revenue is bringing into communities like Doña Ana County to say, hey, this is good for the economy?
Well, that's exactly right. So this growing revenue sector is an opportunity to derive taxes that benefit society as a whole. And so the cannabis industry is pushing hard to relax some of the regulations, especially this very low plant count. Providers can only have a certain number of plants for use in production, and that holds down supply, and yet the patient growth is growing far faster than the providers can supply the market product.
Talk to me about Mother Earth Dispensary.
Right. So this is a dispensary here in Las Cruces, and they've also recently expanded into Albuquerque. They may be the first dispensary to have its license revoked by the Department of Health.
Revoked.
So the Department of Health is claiming that Mother Earth submitted a falsified audit. These companies have to provide an annual audit. They're saying that the CPA signature on the audit is not actually the person who conducted the audit. Mother Earth denies that claim vigorously. They're challenging the decision. But if they lose, they would be the first dispensary in New Mexico to actually have their license revoked.
So is there a bright future, you're saying, for dispensaries in New Mexico?
overall? I mean, there's still resistance. There's still an attitude that cannabis should be illegal. There are still people questioning that it's even – they're questioning the veracity of the medical uses for it. But economically, it's hard to deny this is a train that is coming. It's a growing industry, and that revenue is going to be hard to resist.
Okay, Algernon. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Ciao.